Mary's mother, Mary of Guise, was a powerful player in the House of Guise, a French noble family that was heavily involved in the politics of 16th century France. At the time, public opinion in Scotland was very much divided over French influence in Scotland, with some favouring an alliance with England over an alliance with France. As the child of Mary of Guise, Mary represented French interests, and as the great-niece of the infamous King Henry VIII of England, Mary also had strong ties to England. Scotland's split between supporters of England and supporters of France was further complicated by religion. In 1542, England was not yet Protestant, but it was certainly heading that way. Meanwhile, France was resolutely Catholic. Scotland was also still Catholic, but many noble families had been watching Henry VIII carefully as he rejected the authority of the Pope and broke away from the Roman Catholic Church. Henry's reformed Church of England was winning converts, even in Scotland. And many noblemen were made rich beyond their dreams as he redistributed the spoils of the Church amongst his allies. A popular English rhyme of the time quipped, "Who that intendeth France to win, with Scotland let him begin." Henry VIII is said to have enjoyed quoting the rhyme himself, making clear his intention to dominate France by way of Scotland. As Mary was a newborn when she inherited the throne of Scotland, the country was initially ruled by regents. Mary's mother, Mary of Guise, was not permitted to rule as regent, but remained Mary's protector. The role of regent fell to the next in succession, James Hamilton, 2nd Earl of Arran and great-grandson of King James II of Scotland. Hamilton was thought to be a poor leader and was easily influenced by both pro-English and pro-French politicians, often adding fuel to the fire of the country's conflicts. Little has been recorded in the early years of Mary's childhood, but the first few years of her life were dominated by some political machinations that would decide her future husband. With Hamilton in place as regent, Henry VIII saw his opportunity to detach Scotland from France and further English interests in the country that bordered his own. Henry proposed a future marriage between Mary and his own infant son Edward, who was not yet 6 years old, in an attempt to force an allegiance. In 1543, when Mary was 6 months old, Hamilton accepted Henry's offer and had the Treaty of Greenwich drawn up to seal the deal. The Treaty of Greenwich stipulated that Mary should be taken to England where, at the age of 10, she and Edward would marry, and Henry could have a hand in her upbringing. This showed Henry's clear intention of incorporating Scotland into the Kingdom of England and caused pro-French factions, led by Cardinal Beaton, to intervene. The treaty was rejected, and Hamilton revealed that he thought his own son, the Master of Hamilton, would make a better husband for Mary than the English Prince Edward. With a conflict with England now in the cards, an army of Cardinal Beaton's supporters escorted the child queen and her mother to Stirling Castle on the 27th of July, 1543. On the 9th of September of that year, Mary was crowned queen. Henry VIII was furious, and shortly before Mary's coronation, ordered the arrest of Scottish merchants heading for France. These illegal arrests caused much anger in Scotland and served only to intensify pro-French Scots' hatred of the English. Once the Treaty of Greenwich had been officially rejected by the Parliament of Scotland, Henry resorted to a brutal military campaign to force the marriage of Mary and his son Edward. What the Scots referred to as a rough wooing was actually a series of English-led raids that saw the border abbeys of Kelso, Jedburgh, Melrose and Dryburg burnt to the ground. Soon after, in May 1546, Cardinal Beaton was murdered in St. Andrew's Castle. Henry VIII died in January 1547, but his